Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me.
Oh, I'm sorry. We started. Okay. Hey, good afternoon. It's July 22nd, and we're here. So we are definitely blessed. If, in case you didn't know, I'm reminding you. This is Spiritual Awakenings. This is a podcast we broadcast live from, you know, various parts of the country. And we being today, myself, Drew Pillow. You can call me Drew Pillow. And also in the virtual studio today is my amazing co-host, Mandy Elam. Not just is she amazing, and not and she's not just my co-host, she's also the a hostess of The Alchemy Sisters, which is this, an amazing podcast that airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, live, and they talk about the most amazing topics, and they have the most beautiful, awesome guests to help you raise your vibrations, expand your awakening process, I guess. Is that, did I do good on that, Mandy?
Aw, thanks, Drew. You did. It's true. We talk about all different aspects of kind of awakening and enlightening and healing yourself, and we have all kinds of discussions all the time. So you never know what you're going to get, but it's always a treat.
Right, right. And it is. It's. I like that you mentioned that you packaged it the way you did, because some people may call and they may have the desire to, you know, hey, I want to get a free reading. I want somebody to tell me something. And that's good. It's good to get guidance. It's good, you know, to have guidance. Wouldn't we all like to have a little helping hand? But we also need healing, you know, because sometimes we're standing in the way of our own blessings and our own best life. Is that right?
I'd argue most of the time.
Yeah.
If we want to get real honest with ourselves most of the time. But that's okay. We have to be gentle. Offer ourselves forgiveness. Got to learn. We know better, you do better.
Right. And that's, you know, and knowing better is what it's about. You know, we get information that helps us to become our, not our own arch enemy or obstacle, but to help ourselves, to heal ourselves, and so we can vibe higher. So you get the guidance, but you get the healing and you get the information. So it's a beautiful process. It's a great show. And that show is, would be my favorite show if this wasn't my favorite show. And the only reason this is my favorite show is because the listeners that are here right now, you guys are amazing. And the guests that we get on this show, I'm biased because this is the show I'm on. Anyway, today we have a special guest for you. And I know I said this last week. I pumped her up. I told you all about her. And then I did something or I didn't do something and we didn't make it happen, but we're going to make it happen this week. This week is the week of Renee, the Born Intuitive, empath, healer, and more. Before we get started, I want to let you know that you can call in 424-258-9300. You can call in. You can get connected. You can ask questions. What's a Born Intuitive? You can ask, hey, do you see anything for me? You can say, hey, I love your show. You can't say, hey, I don't like your show. You can, but I might say something back to you that you don't like. You can say whatever you like. It's your mouth. And so that number, once again, is 424-258-9300. And in case I didn't say it clearly, let me get the commercial guy to say it for me. He's kind of got a deeper voice, you know.
The phone lines are open. The number is 424-258-9300. Call now.
Do it. Yeah. So now, in about 15 seconds, we're going to bring Renee into the fold, and we're going to talk to her about what she does and who she is. But I want you to know that you can go to the Blog Talk Radio page, and you can click on links. Now, why would you do that? Because you can click on links, a link that will take you directly to Renee's Facebook page, and you can find out more information about her there, and you can connect with her there and things like that. You can also connect with Mandy Elam. Her Facebook page is there. And also Jenny McDaniel, who's not here this week, but she is awesomeness in the flesh. You might want to, you know, check her out a little bit. And you can't find any connection to me. So aren't you the lucky one? I'm an enigma. I don't exist. But anyway, you can find me here Sundays at 5 o'clock. That's what you got to do. So where's the cool music button right here that says that something exciting is about to happen? Listen. OMG, in the virtual studio live right now. You are so lucky because today, of all days, July 22nd, 2018, we have Renee the Born Intuitive in the studio. You made it, Renee. How are you?
I'm great, Drew. Thank you for asking.
Good. I always ask. I'm going to ask a lot of questions, so I'm going to hold your thanks until later. So, so the Born Intuitive, the first thing that I noticed was your title, the Born Intuitive. Now, I've heard of people that are intuitives, but nobody build themselves quite that way. What made you choose that label, the Born Intuitive, and what does it mean?
Well, actually, the Born Intuitive means several things to me. I like to say that I'm a gypsy in a small town, and with that came a lot of different things. When you live in a small town, people talk, and when you're not originally from here, people talk, and then, you know, when you have more churches than schools, people talk. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody was like in the closet about everything around here. And not that it's a bad thing as far as living here or anything like that. It's a beautiful little town. But I thought, you know, how do I make myself known that people know that I'm not evil. I'm not bad. We all are born with gifts. How do I open people's minds immediately when they hear that? And I was just angry and I was talking to the creator and I said, I was born this way. Mm-hmm. And something just, it was like, boom. You know, when you have those boom moments, you know, those aha moments.
Oh yes.
And that's exactly what it was for me. And I was like, whoa, that's it.
Beautiful.
So yeah, I know, crazy, right?
I love the phrase, I was born this way. I love it because, I mean, not just because it was a really cool song, but because it kind of speaks to knowing who you are and accepting who you are. Like, hey, this is me. And it was, you know, and it's not an accident and there's nothing wrong with it. And I embrace it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to look in your mirror? Everybody grab your mirror and look in the mirror and say, hey, I was born this way. And you know what? That is such a blessing. It's a blessing. It's not a curse. If you see something that you don't love about you, then there's healing time needed. And we're here for you today. So we want you to line up on the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up right now. If you are a listener who would like to be a participant in this call, in this show, you can press the number 1 on your keypad. That'll turn the light on your number, and I'll know that you are in the queue to there you go. I saw you do that. And yeah, so if you want to be a caller, you want to be a participant, press number 1 and we'll throw you in the hot seat or the cool seat, and you can have fun talking to Mandy, myself, and Renee. So yeah, that I like that. I like that story behind your name. I thought there was an interesting story behind it, and I can relate because, you know, my thing is, how do you get people that don't get it to get it? You know, like I don't want to talk to the people who already get it. Like, I like talking to the people like you that get it, but I'm more concerned about the people who don't get it. Because I want them to at least have exposure to some right information, not just what so-and-so said. There's so many closed-minded people who just grew up hearing the wrong stuff, you know?
Absolutely, Drew, and I love what you just said, and that what you just said, I mean, like, I don't have to be intuitive or highly intuitive or psychic to know that you are vibrating at a very a more advanced level of an empath. It's where you get beyond. You love yourself, but you also get beyond that, and you love others, and you're willing to do what it takes to help their souls, not just them as human beings. I mean, their soul, their essence, their energy. That speaks a lot, Drew, and I'm proud to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm proud to have you here. And Mandy, don't let me get started talking about Mandy, because Mandy is just, you know, there's people, it's like you're there's people that just hold the light, and you see the light, and you know which way to go. You know, and Mandy is one of those people. Jeannie McDaniel, who's here alternately on different Sundays, is one of those people. And it's like, you know, a lot of times without knowing, I'm just constantly learning just from listening to them and being influenced by them. And I hope that the listeners can share a similar experience, you know, just by listening and being in the presence of the vibe, just letting it move you, and you look up and you say, wow, how did I get way over here? I used to be way over there. It's, you know, it really is a natural flow. It's a natural flow if you let it be.
Absolutely.
That's the trick, is letting it be, I think, you know, and when we do follow our soul's path, I feel like, you know, it lights us up and it makes us happy and we flow and it's easier and there's opportunities. So if you're genuinely interested in a story or something sparks your interest or makes you happy, you know, allow yourself to follow that trail, because it often leads to the things we're talking about, like self-love and acceptance. And that's, you know, the key to opening up the portals of the divine. So I just love it. And anybody can start any day in any moment whenever they want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you, I can definitely tell that I haven't figured out if you're a light worker or you're a light warrior, because there is a difference, but he described you almost perfectly. Someone that holds the light for others. And that, I mean, just, wow. I'm truly honored to be here today.
Thank you, sister. I'm honored to hold some space with you too. I'm definitely a light worker, always, forever and ever undercover, but definitely more of a light warrior now. So, you know, we all grow and we all evolve, and I'm definitely doing something in this land. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, I love that we're raising the vibration of Gaia, you know?
Yeah.
I'm seeing that a lot lately, because empaths are feeling so much and we don't want them to feel so much negativity.
Yeah.
So we're really raising that vibration. I love it.
And we have to. We have to, because all these new babies and new souls are coming in so much more sensitive, and they have the new systems and ideas and beautiful ways, and we need to clear the traumas and dramas and create healing for the adults and ourselves and create peace for the new ones. So I dig it, sister, and that's what we're here to do.
Well said.
Well said, and I want to say something well, too, but I don't know what to say well, because you guys are so eloquent, and I'm just like the new kid on the block, so I just have to be who I be and let that be enough. But
oh,
what
you
I wanted...
bring so much light and joy. Who are you kidding?
Yay!
We need you.
Hey, I have all this stuff, like, on my wall looking at me, all these messages that say stuff like, dream, imagine, create... welcome to the beginning of the best of your life. See, I got to have these cheat sheets up here to remind me, it's because the world is pushing so hard, and it's good that we have people that are pushing, not pushing, but showing alternatives. You don't have to let the tidal wave of negativity and judgment just take you away. You don't have to. You actually have a choice. So.
You do. I'm really glad you actually brought that up. We should probably take a caller soon. But in the meantime, for the listeners, I don't know about you, Renee, but I've seen a lot of the time recently with my clients that, now I'm forgetting. What were you just saying, Drew?
Cheat sheets and
cheat
coaching
sheets.
Yourself.
Coaching yourself. Oh, choices. Yes. That once we become aware of our thought processes, we can choose, you know, how long we want to feel a certain way. And I've noticed, you know, us as humans, because it's really not an easy time here on Earth, we can choose to stay in lower vibrations a lot longer than we do moments of joy. And I've been encouraging my clients to mess around with their feelings a little bit this week. And if they catch themselves being really happy or full of love or joy or smiling, I encourage them to try to hold it out a little bit longer and try to ride that wave a little bit longer, because it's really easy to stay sad or stay down longer. So I challenge you all to switch it up if you can this week and just experiment and see how that feels. Do you ever notice that, Renee?
I do. And the other thing that I've noticed, and the other thing that I tell people as well, cause some people come to me for intuitive life coaching, and they do that because they fall to pieces, and they look at me and they say, I don't know who I am. And it breaks my heart, because I know what vibration frequency they're vibrating at. And so then we start small, and then we go into bigger things and then more in-depth things. And, you know, I really encourage people to do, you know, start off with numerology, you know, see what the stars say. And then that's, you know, that DNA frequency can be a makeup of this or this. And this is partially who you are. Would you say that you agree with that, you know? And they're very surprised. And it opens this whole other door that they go, whoa, I didn't even think numerology was a thing. And they just, I mean, it's really awesome to watch people grow.
That, yeah, people didn't think it was a thing. People thought astrology was something you read in the newspaper. You know, people thought, I thought this stuff, you know, I thought this. I've been exposed to a lot of stuff on this show, and I'm like, whoa, that is scarily accurate. It's scary. I get it. It's scary because I've been told that some bad and wrong information. So when I find this out and you read me and you're so on point, I'm like, oh, I don't know how to process it. So it becomes something, well, I don't understand it, so I'm afraid of it. And then my fear turns into, angry. I'm angry at you. It's like, no, that you don't have to do all that. Just check it out and find out for yourself. It's called getting new information. Reevaluate your old belief system. Sometimes you've been thinking the wrong things. And we should do that periodically, right?
Absolutely. I agree with that. And, you know, it's really funny because you mentioned children. She mentioned children, and she said, we have all these new souls coming in, and I can't tell you how many parents have been coming to me in the last year or so, with children who they know something's off, something's not right. I think my child is gifted. Can you help them? Absolutely. And I have a thing for kids as well. So, you know, because, and I really got to say, for those parents that are actually bringing their children, or, you know, opening their minds to other things because they've tried everything else, those parents that are very supportive of their children, not all of us got that.
Yes. Oh, I love that you offer that. That's such a valuable resource. And kids, they are. I just encourage our listeners, listen to kids. They are so wise, and they're coming in, so many of them, so awoken, and they know what's up, and they can be our greatest teachers. So be gentle, and definitely seek out Renee if you need some support. Oh, I'm so happy to hear you do that work. Thank you.
And it's like a blow to the ego to say, oh, my kids are going to teach me? I wasn't programmed to no compute. Yeah, there's
okay.
We got a lot of healing to do. We got a lot of healing. Yeah, because I was a different type of kid. Like, I knew things that I had no real way, no logical way of knowing these things. Like, how did you know that? They asked me that in school. Like, how do you know this? And I didn't know how I knew it. I was just like, because I know, you know. But
that's my primary gift, claircognizance, a sense of knowing all of a sudden. I would do that all the time in school and get tests right and questions all the time. They'd be like, how do you know that? And they get so mad. I'm like, I don't know. I just know.
Yeah, one time
so,
they asked me, did I cheat?
Anymore.
They said, did you cheat? I'm like, no, you were watching. But yeah, but if you don't grow up with the right support, then you kind of learn to tone it down. You kind of don't want to be different. We want to blend in. But, you know, look, you don't have to – you can embrace life. You can embrace life, and you can learn how to embrace life. A lot of times what I thought was super surprising is, from coaching experiences, is that, like, we already know more than we think we do, like me, new person, and can do more than I acknowledge. So it's about learning to recognize the things that I'm doing, like those feelings, that intuition, you know. It's like I'm trained to know, like, oh, should have listened to myself. I had a feeling. But it's always after I messed everything up. So learning to listen to it beforehand is probably a beneficial thing. So, and you guys as coaches and advisors, not coaches, but advisors, you guys kind of teach people to pay attention and learn to listen and learn to honor intuition and find ways to seek guidance, right?
Mm-hmm. I do, yes, yes. I teach people how to tap into their own natural born ability, because we're all not born at the same frequency for the same purpose. And the reason is because, you know, hey, I'm not close to animals, so I'm not going to be the best veterinarian, but I'm really close to seniors and I'm very good at that. You know, there's different frequencies for different levels. So it doesn't mean that anybody's better or anybody's wrong or anything like that. We're just vibrating at different frequencies. And the other thing that I wanted to add, as far as growing up in a, you know, in a home culture, if you will, of where it's accepted or not accepted, the thing that really got me was that parents now don't have a choice but to listen. And one of the things that I tell them is that, you know, it's believed in several cultures with the reincarnation laws that we know our children prior, or our children know us prior, and that we're put together because it was part of our soul contract, or it's part of our lesson and something that we need to learn in this life. So it's really important to listen to our children and vice versa.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to listen to my cat. You know, I'm going to go ahead and start taking calls, but I want to say this weird thing. Like, me and this cat, we have this really weird relationship. I just got him not too long ago, and I love him. He's nice. He follows me around, but he does cat stuff. And I'm like, why are you doing this cat stuff? And it's, you know, he never answers. But after a while, I kind of got it. It's like, because you know what? You need to learn how to accept me as I am. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm learning to accept. I have to, you know, practice more acceptance. And sometimes it's a cat, and in some people's lives it's your boss at work or your neighbor or whatever. But the challenge is always, how can I vibe higher? You know, how can I love in this instance? And it's difficult. That's why it's a lesson, but it makes me a better person. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Totally.
So stop hating on everybody and turn the attention inward on how – why can't I love in this situation? So, Renee, are you ready to take callers? Did I tell you you're going to take callers? Surprise.
You didn't, but it's all good. It's
surprise.
All good. He's so surprised. Stop it.
No. I thought I did. I hope I did.
It's all good. It's all good.
So we have callers, and callers, here's the rules. You can ask a question, or you can make a statement, have a comment, whatever you like to do. But you get kind of like 5 minutes. You know, if it goes over a little bit, it's fine. I won't just hang up on you abruptly. I'll be nice when I do it. But anyway, let's maximize your 5 minutes. And feel free to do whatever you like. The spotlight's on you. Let's go with this caller from the 805 area code. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna from California, Santa Barbara. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. I wanted to know, you know, I'm getting pretty busy. September, I'm going to a retreat in the Redwoods for 7 days, and then I'm going to Lake Tahoe for a week.
Nice.
Then December, I'm going
awesome.
To Las Vegas. Christmas, I'm going to go to Vegas.
We need to be friends.
Right?
Yeah, sure. That'd be fun to bring more people. Do you see me meeting someone? Because I'm really trying to meet someone, you know, like a soulmate.
Okay. Well, don't know if this is going to be your soulmate or not. Did you mention Bali in that?
No, Bali. Just
this person's going to be from Bali.
Bali?
Yep. I don't know. This person's going to be from Bali. I don't know that it's going to be a soulmate, but it will definitely be some sort of connection. You will impact each other's lives in a good way. It could be something small. It could be something big. But there's going to – I see you definitely crossing paths with this person from Bali.
Oh, okay. Keep my eyes open. Also, I wanted to ask you, I'm on housing, Section 8, you know, low income, and I had my annual review. Am I going to pass it and get it for another year, do you think?
They're going to have to do some sort of inspection or looking at something, but other than that, you're going to be okay.
Okay, so I'll pass it then. That's good.
Yeah.
I have 5 minutes. I have a couple minutes, right? So I wanted to ask you, Renee, you see me traveling, you know, abroad at all, you know, somewhere else besides, you know, because I'm kind of just traveling in California, a little bit in Nevada, but.
Right. I do, but it will be several years from now. It'll be at least two years from now.
Oh, okay. So maybe
that was
the man I'm going to be with. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're
well,
very
wait,
welcome, honey.
Wait, before you go, Donna from Cali, I want to say I love your energy. I love your energy. You sound upbeat and happy. And that's such a plus.
Yeah.
I love that. You just gave me that was you blessed me with that good high vibe. And maybe Mandy wants to pull some cards and also to compliment that. I don't know though, but I'm guessing maybe.
Gonna tap in with your angels, Donna, while you're while you're waiting. They just want you to know that they've heard your prayers and that you have tons of spiritual support right now, and they're actually encouraging you to take a little bit of a step back and focus on how far you've come and drop back into just an attitude of gratitude and allow things to happen for you. They're saying that there's a whole lot of synchronistic events happening behind the scenes on your behalf. And that's meeting new friends and definitely a new partner at some point. I'm not so sure that's in the nearest future, but you're definitely going to encounter some really trustworthy friends. And they're also saying that you have some spiritual gifts and that over the next month or so and through this retreat, they're going to be like sparked a lot more. So make sure you take time to yourself, some alone time, and to really ground into nature because you're going to be connecting on a new spiritual level.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'm in nature all the time. Yeah, I walk on the beach every day, and then my retreat is in the Redwood Forest. So I'll be taking hikes up in the Redwoods. So, yeah, I'll definitely take that into consideration and do
that.
They're
just encouraging you to be still and be still with your thoughts and your minds and allow them to be the creators and to surprise you beyond your wildest dreams and to just kind of focus back in on, you know, how far you've come and being present in the moment and allow things to happen for you right now.
Oh, that's great. Very positive.
All righty then, Donna from Cali.
Take care, Donna.
We appreciate you, Donna. That was awesome.
I appreciate all of you.
She got the good reading.
Very
good.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
And we normally charge $400 a minute for these readings, but today.
I was going to say,
okay.
Wow.
For our listeners today, all we ask is that you know, if you enjoy our show, if you feeling good today, if the sun is shining wherever you are, or if, even if it's not, you know, take a moment to go to the Blog Talk Radio page, go click on Renee's link and go to her page, like her page, like our page, follow our show, do something, or just don't do nothing. Whatever you do, it's all right with me. I'm going to just breathe in and out. So that was so good, Renee. It was like, you're going to meet a guy from Bali. His name is going to be Ronnie. You were just so right on it, like, boom.
Well, that's the way it comes to me. It comes really fast.
So
man.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to ask you, because we have a whole, yeah, we got callers. Callers, hold on a second. You're coming right up. But I want Renee to do me a favor and take a look at Mandy. See, I'm doing this whole kindness thing.
Okay, well, well, before I do that, Mandy, Drew, I do have something to tell you already.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You're going to be very successful. Continue to do what you're doing. You've worked so hard to get to this point. A lot more, like, I'm almost getting choked up because your guides are like, he's done so much to get here. And you have worked so hard and you've come so far and you will be successful. And don't listen to any fears that you may be hearing. You're going to be just fine.
Oh, see, when you first started talking, I was like, that reminds me of my mom when she called me as a kid and I was in trouble. And then it turned out to be something so nice. And that reminds me of my mom when she comforted me and encouraged me and told me good things. So shout out to my mama. Woo! And thanks, Renee. That was so beautiful. That was beautiful. And I'm going to take that to heart, not let fear be that thing that stands in the way, because it will do that. It will definitely do that. As a man, it's not so cool to say that, but it's just, it is what it is. Fear will block me. Anyway.
Is your mom one of your guides?
My mom?
Is your mom one of your guides?
Well, she gives me good advice periodically. She's alive. She's beautiful.
Okay.
So
okay.
She kind of guides me in that way. And maybe her vibe, maybe she's always guiding me. You know, we don't live in the same state and we don't see each other often. So maybe she's always guiding me on a different type of vibration.
She could be astral projecting.
Yeah.
Like, that's an option.
Like I'm hearing that's my boy. It's funny because it'd be like a kid scoring the goal. You know, and the mom being in the stands, like, that's what I see.
See, that's I love that because growing up, that was never the case, but that was always what I wanted. But as I grew up, I realized that, like, I can tell myself whatever story I want to tell myself. Like, hey, my mom's in the stands, and she supported me 10,000% in the way that she knows how to. So, you know, I'm mindful of the stories that I tell myself. Because I used to tell myself, my mom was never in the stands when I was playing. Now I tell myself something different. Her heart was always with me. So, see, what do you see with Mandy? What do you see for Mandy if you see anything? She's so bright, you might want to put on sunglasses.
Well, now I'm like, geez. Now I'm checking my validations over here. I'm like, all right, now, what's up?
Oh, you are on, girl. You do it. Don't let Drew get in the way.
First of all, I love your energy. I think we should chill sometime.
Yeah.
You genuinely are a light worker. You really are a warrior. Like, but you do it in such love and light. It's so hard to explain. But, like, I could see someone with a shield and a sword over there just winging around some light. Like, like, oh, no, we will be happy today. it's awesome. I love it. So I see a gentleman standing beside you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at your picture. I'm not even looking at my phone right now. I got my eye buttons in. They're Bluetooth, whatever. But I'm seeing a young man. I want to say he's probably in his 30s. He's relatively taller than you, 4 or 5 inches maybe. Are you in a relationship currently, if that's okay to ask?
I currently am.
Could this be, well, maybe we shouldn't ask that. You got to watch your boundaries, right, girl? You know what I'm saying.
I currently am. He's in his 30s and he's 1 inch taller.
Huh. Could he be wearing boots?
Nope.
Well,
okay. Anything's possible.
All right. So, and you know, this isn't necessarily a romantic relationship. You guys aren't holding hands or anything like that. You're just standing side by side, and it's almost as if it's a soul, I don't know if it's a soul flame, but it's definitely some kind of soul connection here. Again, don't know if this is romantic, but you two literally, you swap energy with each other.
Okay.
And I don't want to say you feed off of each other, because I'm not looking at neither one of you as energy vampires or anything like that. I'm not looking at that type of situation here. What I'm seeing is this person raises you up and then you raise this person up. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. When one's down, the other one helps. So there's that. This person is very significant in your life, or at least is on the other side. I cannot tell if this person is here on this frequency or not.
Interesting.
So there is that. And the reason I say that is because when I see you both as the same energetic field.
Mm.
So he could be alive. It's because you're on the other side a lot. So, I mean, it could be one of the two.
And it's fascinating because my dog Penny has been staring at something right above my head as if she would be looking into somebody's eyes about, you know, 4 or 5 inches taller than me. And she's been barking the past like 3 or 4 days. Then I went to this cool psychic event on Friday where you like, I don't know, it's a really long story, but this guy has this box or a couple boxes made by Thomas Edison or like their designs that they downloaded, and you can talk to spirits through it. And several of mine came through and told me I had to connect with some sort of spirit guide with a Z, and that I had 1 to 12 of them, and that I needed to start taking pictures in the mirror to see my main guide, and that it was a man, like around my age, the energy. So I find it fascinating that you're saying all that.
The name Ezekiel.
Okay.
I know it starts with an E.
Okay.
And you said a Z, but it's not, I mean, it's pronounced Ezekiel, not
right.
Ezekiel.
And it was like staticky, so I couldn't really tell. So that very well could be Ezekiel. I like that.
Ezekiel's nickname is Zeke, you know.
Really?
Just saying. Yeah. You don't have any friends named Ezekiel? Me neither, but I know their nickname is Zeke.
No.
At least
wow.
In the hood.
He totally just burned me. He totally just burned me.
At least in the
hood.
He was
like, girl, go back to your roots. Go back Zeke. To your roots, woman.
So you'll meet somebody named Zeke and say, wow, I never, what's your real name? Ezekiel. And you'll say, get out of here. And he'll say, oh, excuse me. Thank you, man. And you pass the ketchup. So let's knock out a few more of these callers.
Yes,
is,
thank
you,
Renee. That was amazing and so
you're
cool.
Very
thank
welcome.
You.
And I appreciate the callers that realize that this show is not just like a cattle call of like, hey, it's free psychic readings. No, it's not. It's really, you know, some excellent dialogue, excellent information to help you on your journey, because, you know, our journeys, we always, who couldn't use a little more enlightenment, a little more healing, a little more guidance? And even though the call and the reading may not be for you, sometimes it resonates with you. I know it does for me. It's like, that makes sense for me too. Yeah. So if it makes sense for you, maybe it is for you. Does it work like that for you, Renee?
Sometimes I do energy readings. I probably do energy readings better than I do anything else because it encompasses so much. I mean, like, it's the essence of the spirit or the soul, if you will. So energy reading is what I do best. All the other stuff, you know, the oracle questions, the romance, the cards, all of that is just, you know, when I'm getting tired and I got to replenish or something, you know, but energy reading is what I do the best.
Well, you're good.
So when someone, when people tap in or they ask me a question, it just comes, so. But I tell people all the time, you may not like my answer, but it will always be an honest one because I have to hold myself accountable and responsible for what I say to you because it may affect your spiritual journey.
Yep.
So I'm very honest.
Such integrity.
Let's
throw some of that integrity to another call. Let's take a call. This caller has literally been waiting since before the show began. And that's what I call dedication. So I'm not even going to ask that this caller, like, follow us on Blog Talk Radio or like our Facebook page or any of that stuff, because they probably already did. And if they didn't, hint, hint. Anyway, caller from 480 area code. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Georgia.
Hey, Keisha from Georgia.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey. Can I just get a general reading from God? Well, from God, yes, from God or from Spirit.
Okay, Keisha. Are you requesting me or Mandy there?
I don't know. Whoever.
Just probably anybody.
To know.
Just anybody but Drew, probably.
Renee, you should definitely go first.
Okay, that's fine. There's nothing in particular that you want to know.
Yeah, this is
well,
Renee's
do,
spot on. This
about
is your
my
opportunity
finances.
To ask some real questions, sister. Yeah.
Okay.
She said finances.
Yeah, finances. You see me getting a job soon, or it's happening for me?
I do. You will get a you will get a job, but it won't be the one that you want. And so what I'm being told that you should do is some sort of phlebotomy, like CNA type of thing, but not in a usual setting. So like home care or even working at a doctor's office, that kind of thing. You don't think you're like, there's a part of you on a lower vibration that doesn't think that you're worthy of something like that. But what I will tell you is, even if you feel that I'm right or wrong about whatever I say, follow your passion. Listen to your gut instinct. Your passion is directly connected to your purpose. So there's
yeah.
that. Now,
so do,
when you get
do
this
what you
job,
want.
When you get this job that you don't really like, and you have to, and you start to look for something different, that's when you're going to look into this. Because right now you're in a position where you're like, oh, I need money right now, though. So, and I've been there, so I get it. So what I'm going to tell you is that after you leave this other job because you're so unhappy, I want you to start tucking a little bit away because you're going to want to do something later on and you're going to need that money. So start tucking at least $20 away when you start getting your checks.
Okay.
Because that's how that's going to help you. Like I want to say something's going to happen and you're going to need that money and it's going to be the only way that it's going to help you. So start putting away $20 a week. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do that too.
Drew, you're too funny.
I mean,
do you have anything
smart.
Else?
We still have 2 minutes.
How about love? Do you see love coming through for me?
Nothing. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. did they mention that I'm very honest? Because I am. So, not right away.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll have a couple of hiccups, you know, but really what the universe is waiting for and what your guides are waiting for is for you to really genuinely love yourself. And then when that falls into place, you're going to be like, I don't need nobody. And by then, Mr. Wright's going to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes we don't even know. The first time somebody told me you need to love yourself, I was like, what do you mean? I love myself. You know, I didn't even realize. Like, you know, I had to have help to see, you know, what loving me really looked like so I could start trying to move into that path. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what. Loving yourself. When she said, do you see love? I was thinking, it's in your mirror, baby. That was the first thing I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm not into it here, but I don't know. I'm something else. But we appreciate you, Keisha from Georgia. You are amazing, and we think you're amazing. I think you're amazing.
I think you're amazing,
appreciate
too.
Appreciate you calling
in you.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she said I'm amazing. She said I'm amazing. That means she, not only is she amazing, but she has good taste. So thank you for... from Keisha from Georgia. Let's run through another caller real quick. And I just want to get that call done real quick. That way the next caller we can do the two for.
I think, yeah, we should pull some and, like, rapid fire it with Renee because she's so good. Maybe, like, a few three-minute calls real quick or something because Renee's on fire.
I mean, she can answer your question before you even ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I'm wondering. I'm not scared or nothing, but you are pretty good. Let's go with this 917 caller. 917 is the area code. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York, and my name is Shakira.
Hey, Shakira.
I wanted to start off by saying I think you guys do an amazing job.
Aww. Thank you, sister.
You're welcome. I was calling because I know that I'm in a toxic relationship and I'm trying to find a way to get out of it. And I'm just trying to find somebody that knows, that's on the same page as me, to know that I know I'm in a toxic relationship.
Mm.
Okay. So you're wanting to know how you leave this relationship, yes?
I just want to know, like, is it worth staying or should I go?
It's worth staying if some things can change. If you cannot set some boundaries down and he cannot abide by those boundaries, then I think it's time to go. But there are some things that you and I both know that need to change and that are not okay. So unless that happens, then no, you got to go. You got to do what's best for you because it's not just you.
Right, right. It's just like, how can I put it? He's like a difficult person to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's very difficult, and it's like I wanted to know, like, you know, is he cheating or what, or what's going on that's like has him that way towards me?
He's a very unhappy person, and in general, he does not show that to others because it's an ego thing for him. So he shows those that are closest to him, and he has these outbursts, yes?
Yes, very bad outbursts.
Yeah, he has a lot of self-work to do, and, you know, his energy does not strike me as the type of person that would be okay with counseling. But you guys need help if you want this to work. And there's a part of you that wants this to work, and there's also a part of you that you need a reason to go. And
right.
I'm going to give you a quote. I'm going to give you a quote, and this kind of quote helps anybody that hears it, okay? So this is important for all listeners, all right? The world is going to pull you this way and this way and tell you that this is important and this is more important. But what I want you to do every day is put your hand above your heart, look in the mirror, and say, no, this is important. I want you to do that, and then I want you to make the decision yourself and look into that inner gut feeling that you've had from almost the beginning of should I be in this relationship, and then I want you to make your decision. And I want you to plan for it before you do so.
Right, because he's
right,
very difficult.
Right.
He put me in very bad situations where I've lost my jobs over him because he comes to the job and makes stories up. The cops is always after him. It's just like I don't want to live that life that he's living.
No. Shakira, I also pulled some angel cards for you and tuning in with your angels. And the first one I pulled was Trust Your Vibes. And... angels are saying your intuition is 100% spot on right now. And then I pulled clear your vibes, and it's time to kind of change up your energy, followed by transformation, speak your truth, and peaceful warrior. So some tips that you can do are set firm boundaries out of loving assertiveness for yourself. And Archangel
right.
Ariel is saying that, you know, you certainly have a voice and you're not afraid to use it, but it's time to put it, it's interesting because you need to speak your truth very firmly, but you also need to not get in any more fights and you need to just If your boundaries aren't being respected, instead of, you know, going back and forth or something, just say your piece and keep it there. And that's it. And this is a time for growth and maturity and separation, and that the ball is really in your court as to what to do with this. And I loved what Renee said about looking in the mirror, because your intuition is going to tell you.
Right. And, and every time I try to walk away, I mean, it's to the point where, like, if I don't want to be around him and I, like, leave out of my house, he's in the hallway.
Well,
so when you do this, when you do this, I want you to be safe, okay? I want you to be safe.
Right.
So I want you to plan for this, because he's known for having outbursts already. So,
yeah.
I mean, you knew that you needed to get out of this relationship before you called.
Mm-hmm.
But I want
right.
you to listen to your instincts. Because when you listen
right.
to your instincts, there's no doubt, there's no guilt, there's no going back when you listen to
right.
your instincts. Because
yeah.
that's not somebody else telling you. It's not somebody else saying, hey, you need to leave this guy. Well, they don't know me. They're not feeling what I'm feeling. You know, they don't get it. They don't know how much I love them. But when you listen to your instincts, there's no room.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I
accidentally
just want to know,
hit
like,
the applause button. I accidentally hit the applause button. I was supposed to wait and hit it now as I thank you, Shakira. Your name's not Shakira.
Shakira.
No, Shakira.
Don't
get
up and start dancing. Yeah, I wrote it, but it looks like Shakira. But anyway.
Hips don't lie. These hips don't
yeah.
lie.
You're like a beautiful song. So let that information sink in, and take that. That was real good stuff. I can't add anything to it, but we definitely appreciate you calling in. Wow, that was amazing.
All the love and light, sister. You choose you and stand in your power right now, and make some decisions and plan. So
that reminded me of me always calling my mentor and asking him these questions, and he would say, you're not asking me for the answer. You're asking me how to get the results without doing what you know you need to do to get the results. And that was the truth. Like, I was like, how do I get this job? But I don't want to go and look for it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, you know what you got to do. And it's just hard, because it's hard. It's really hard sometimes. And I just wanted a way for it to not be so hard. But it was worth it. So isn't that a wonderful thing? I started to learn that, like, you know what? I'm the guide, and like, there's a little me inside of me, and I've got to protect him and take him on this wonderful journey of life and not let my fears and everything, you know, keep me from letting him have the most wonderful time. It's just a weird way I look at it. So I have to take my little inner me by the hand and say, come on, I want to take you on the ride, the most wonderful experience ever. So sometimes it's difficult. I'm weird, but don't listen to me unless you like weird stuff. So let's do another caller, and let's let Mandy go first. How about that? Switch it up.
Okay, but then
cool?
I definitely want to switch it to Renee, because she's so cool.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
I'm always here.
I want to
we'll
also take a quick moment to remind our callers and listeners that this is DPR Presents The Spiritual Awakening. It's Sundays, every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 Central, 3 Mountain, 2 Pacific. We're here live on Blog Talk Radio. DPR Presents is the key word. You search that, you'll find us. And if you search that, what you will also find, besides our Sunday show, which is every Sunday at 5 o'clock, you'll also find out that we do other shows. Particularly, we have a show on Thursday nights. It's called The Alchemy Sisters with Mandy Elam and Jenny McDaniel. And those ladies are, like, on a whole nother level. You want to heal. You want to become more awakened. They have amazing guests, and they're 9 p.m. Eastern. But I tell you what, because it's a podcast, open up your phone, download some podcasting app, whatever you like, and type in DPR Presents, and we'll be there. There's a new one on Google Podcast. We're already there. Isn't that so cool? We're here for you.
That's good to know. I'm behind.
Yeah.
I'm like the worst
right.
with all this. I'm like, I have a podcast, but I can't tell you how to get it. Or I'm on one. You know?
If you just go at any one, I mean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, whatever, it's like we're there. So
wait.
I was watching
on
the fire stick.
Openly extend an invitation to Renee to be on the Alchemy Sisters. It's
Aww.
Really cool. It's super spirit led. We invite on an amazing healer like yourself. We ask you to tell us about yourself and your journey. And then we let spirit lead, and we have these brilliant, amazing discussions, you know, some personal stuff, some stuff we help clients with, some stuff we download right from spirit. And it's amazing. And we typically don't take callers. We just allow it to be a discussion that our listeners can hear at home and relax. So if you are interested, you are so welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, I will definitely take you up on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's not as hard as this show where you got to juggle wanting to have really good conversation and then having these really good conversations with these callers. And it's like, oh, I just got to shut up. So here's another caller, 856 area code. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How can we support you?
Well, I am starting a part-time job on Wednesday. But I have a phone interview tomorrow with a bunch of people for a permanent full-time position that would require me to travel. And I was wondering if you see me getting that job that I'm going to interview for tomorrow.
Oh, I'd love to pass this one on to Renee to go first, because I don't get specifics like that, but she does.
So you're not going to like my answer. I'm going to tell you to take the first one, because the second one you won't be as happy as with, but it is up to you.
You mean the one that I was going to interview tomorrow? I won't be happy with that one?
Correct. The first, uh-huh. the very first one that you said you start.
Yeah.
That one. Very first one that you mentioned.
What is it about
You'll
the...
You'll be happier there.
Yeah, it's only temporary, though. And that, I was looking for some stability with benefits. So... What's wrong with this?
I hear
you. Is it permanent?
You can take whichever one you like. I'm just telling you that the first one that you mentioned, you'll be happier with. so there's that. The other one, it will be too much. Going to be almost too much, because they're going to have you 50 different ways, and you're going to have to juggle all that, and you're not going to have a lot of time. But you will make more money, but you won't be as happy. So
then after
decision, honey. No, that's yours.
Yeah. Well, it was a part-time job, though. So that ends in 5 or 6 months. What do you see for me after that? Because that's the problem. I do these short-term contracts, and then I'm out of work.
Right. Is there any possible way this could turn into something different full time? This contract.
I'm calling in for somebody on maternity leave, and she assures me she'll be back as soon as she can.
Okay. Well, I think that job will turn into something else, because
I do too.
Gonna be happier.
I'm supporting you on that, Renee. I see that too. And you're definitely going to be going through, Laura, a change and a transition. And I think it is going to be that first job. That second one seems kind of really attractive right now, because on paper it meets some of your needs, but it's going to like deplete your energy. And your angels are encouraging you to take a step back and to take this temporary position, because it's going to give you an opportunity to really shine your light, and you're going to make some new and trustworthy friends, which are going to set you up for other opportunities. And they're just saying over the next 6 months to really trust your inner voice and your intuition, and to work on loving and accepting yourself and shining your light and being your authentic self, because it's going to open up other long-term opportunities for you. So I don't think it's going to be, I don't think, you know, even though it's temporary and you didn't want to do another temporary job, I think it is going to be a lot more enjoyable for you, and it's going to give you way more opportunities, and you're going to make friends and be able to be yourself way more. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just wanted some stability, desperately wanted some stability.
I mean, interview for both of them, you know, still go to the interview and everything. Just make sure you trust your vibes and you, as you meet with these people, you know, really see yourself in both positions because, you know, what Renee was saying, that second one might seem better, but I think they're going to take advantage a little bit.
Well, I have the part-time job. That starts actually on Wednesday. It was going to start tomorrow,
okay.
But they're not ready for me quite yet. So they Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday I'm going to go in. So, but that's a two-hour commute each way. So that's going to be tough too. But I gotta do something. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Just keep options open. You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks, Laura. And the good news is, like, I'm surprised you guys, being so enlightened, didn't think of this. That two-hour commute, she can listen to all our podcasts. Oh, my God. It's, like, always available. She'll be wishing it was a three-hour commute. Like, hey.
Silver lining.
Now, We're at that crossroads, and I typically do this, like, it's so rude. But you guys, I know you guys have stuff to do, but we have two more callers. Should we just say, can we go for like two more callers, or do we have to?
I'm
stop
fine
now?
With it.
Yeah, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm fine with more callers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna start asking people ahead of time. Like, if we go over 10 minutes, is that gonna be cool? So two callers, you two callers, are like, look at me. See how I went to bat for you? I know you already liked on the page. And what's the page? It's the Blog Talk Radio, DPR Presents. It's also just go there and then like everybody else's page. Okay? Because Renee is – her link is right there. And if you click it, it's Renee the Born Intuitive on Facebook.com. Yeah, go and like her page and connect with her. And just – even if you just call and tell her, so like, hey, you were awesome on the show. That would be so beautiful, wouldn't it? You're nice
mm-hmm.
like that. So here, your niceness has rubbed off on me and on them. So we're going to give you the opportunity to shine. Let's go with 302 first, and then the next call is from 801. So 801, hang in there. You're next. 302, you're now. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Area code. You are live. Okay, 302. We'll put you back on hold. We'll give you another chance after this. Let's go with the 801 caller. 801, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Debbie, Utah.
Debbie?
First time I'm listening to the podcast. Yeah.
This is your first time listening to us?
Yeah. I'm a newbie.
Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. What do you think?
Yeah.
You like us? You love us?
Yeah, you guys are interesting. Kind of nervous. So sorry.
That's okay. How can we support you? What's going on?
It'd be amazing. I've gone through a lot of stuff in my life, and I know there's other things I'm supposed to be doing that I haven't quite gotten there yet. So anything that could help would be appreciated.
All right. I didn't catch the beginning of it, but I caught the middle and the end.
Right. Can you tell me what your question was, honey?
Oh, any guidance you guys could give me on anything. I've gone through a lot of things in my life, and I know that there are things I'm supposed to be doing throughout my life. You know, I have bigger things that I haven't done yet that I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with or how to go about doing it.
I have, Renee, if you don't mind, I have a few tools for Debbie. Your angels
Absolutely.
Are saying that it's time for you to really step out of your comfort zone and to take a leap of faith. They're saying you have come so far and you've changed so many old habits and patterns and that you really are ready for the next step. And you're a little just kind of, you're nervous because you're not sure what it is, but you're so ready. They're saying the key to this is really being honest with yourself and honoring your truest feelings right now. And then supporting yourself by making healthy choices, whether it's removing toxic energy from your life, switching up, you know, your scenery. If you want to move, move. If not, maybe rearrange your apartment or your house, something that that will change your actual energy. And they're saying you need to start expressing your creativity, that you're actually a really creative person and you haven't tapped into it for a while, but it's going to be the kind of the key to your spiritual gifts. And then they're also showing that you're not completely balanced, and they want you to focus in on kind of loving and accepting yourself, and that you're still giving way too much energy to too many other people, and that you need to bring balance back into yourself. Does that make sense?
Too much sense. I've been in limbo for quite some time, and I've been trying to pull myself out of
it.
And other people drain me so quickly. It's insane.
Yep, it's time to clear that out and set up some really healthy boundaries. And, you know, and you can do this by saying, hey, I love you, but I need to spend some time on myself right now, you know. And if it's not good enough, say, you know what, I'm really sorry. But right now I'm depleted and I need to spend this energy on myself. I love you, I'm here for you, but I can't give to you at the moment, you know, whether it's time, energy, you know, an ear for 3 hours a day, whatever it is. They're saying that it's time for you to focus in on you. And it's going to seem like you're spending a little bit of time in solitude or kind of hermit-like, but it's for your growth. And it's because you're supposed to really fall in love with yourself once and for all. And you're going to do this by honoring the things that light you up and make you happy. Play an old song that like reminds you of high school or when you were a kid. Go out and connect with nature. And they're saying that there's some serious creativity that's been stopped and needs to come out and flow through you. Whatever that looks like for you, whether it's writing or painting or, you know, creating a, I'm kind of dorky and I create like non-for-profits and that's my creative thing, you know, whatever it is for you that allows that to come out, because this is your time right now and you need to take a little bit of leap of faith and jump into this and set some seriously healthy boundaries.
Cool.
Okay. Will it take forever? It seems like it just takes forever because I am a very crafty person. It's just trying to hone on everything because my mind's always so jumbled because there's so much going through it all at once.
Yeah, you have to focus that. What they're saying is creating balance by focusing your mind, by literally putting your attention on one thing at a time. And if other thoughts come in, you know that they're coming in and they're distracting you. So they're encouraging you to do mindfulness work. Say, stop out and just concentrate on this. And when you do each activity at a time, whether it's, you know, food prep or exercising or, you know, work or your creative outlet, they're saying you must start to be present in each moment and not allow your mind to be attached to all these other things that you can't control the outcome of anymore.
Okay.
And let's take it to Renee before
hey.
Debbie says something else.
Hi, Debbie. A couple of different things that I want you to do. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to be gentle with yourself right now. Mm-hmm. You are in a very specific place in your spiritual vibration, and we need to raise that. One of the very first things that I would want you to do after you get the music and you make a new playlist of songs that you absolutely love and makes you want to dance in front of the mirror, it sounds goofy, but we need to raise your vibration. The other thing is that I want you to get Epsom salts. You don't have to buy the most expensive ones, but get Epsom salts and take an Epsom salt bath. The other thing is that, sweetheart, I don't know if anybody's told you this, but you are an empath. You are a sensitive empath, and you are the caregiver, caretaker, however, wherever you are, people say it differently, but you're the caregiver of a lot of different things, and you have a lot of things on your plate. So what I want you to do, one, we're gonna clear some of that negative vibration with the Epsom salts. We're going to raise the vibration with the playlist that makes you want to dance when no one's looking, okay? And the songs that you want to sing along to, things like that. And then I want you to get a planner and a calendar and do the mindfulness as you're scheduled. So let's say you have 20 different things to do all in one day. Absolutely practice the mindfulness, but writing them out gives you a sense of relief. You have a sense of control of what is going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why you need the calendar and the planner. Some people are really good at doing that in their heads, on their phones, whatever, but you have to write it out. Writing it out helps you manifest it and helps you have control for you personally and for others and around. But basically, the other thing is the fact that you are an empath, okay, you need to start doing some energy work in regards to grounding and shielding. Now, grounding, the fastest way to ground is to go step outside with no shoes on and go walk in the grass. That's one. The other thing is the Epsom salt bath. That's going to help you ground as well. Now, once you've grounded, you're going to want to shield yourself in like an energy type bubble, if you will. You can make this bubble out of whatever you wish, whatever you want to be. But you need to start shielding because you're taking on the energy of other people as well. And that's where your high levels of anxiety are coming from. So I want you to be very mindful in those moments when you're starting to get anxious. Remember, it'll bring you back to that moment. Start to remind you of that. It's reminding you, oh, we got to center again. So I want you to do everything that Mandy said. And hopefully you took notes or you can listen to this again. But yes, and I'm sorry. I know we're over time. Okay, I'll shut up. Thank you very much, Debbie.
No, you're good because I totally need this help because I knew that I had an ability. I just don't know how to hone into that ability to help the people that I truly need to help.
It starts
like
with you,
and all
these tools, just start doing it. And just drop into attitude of gratitude. Start there. Anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, breathe and just think of the things you're grateful for in the moment. And then go back and listen to this. There's tons of tools, but it seems huge to start tapping into your spiritual gifts, but really it's all about just drawing your energy back into you and doing the things that make you happy. So just, yeah, like Renee said, be very, very gentle on yourself, Debbie.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You're awesome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Debbie, I'm going to put Debbie on hold. I want to tell Debbie, like there's reasons that we do this show. I don't know. I can't even speak for anybody. There's a reason that I do this show, and you're the reason, you know, because this is, it's like, you know, trying to connect people with help, guidance, resources, whatever, so that we can have a more fulfilled life. So we can, you know, because this is how it was for me, and people loved on me and showed me, gave me tips and directions and helped me. And now I love my life. And it's like, wow, wouldn't that be nice if we could extend that and make it a broad paintbrush of help and love, you know, because people need it. Like, and we love you. I love you. I hope, you know, and seeing those things, those challenges is, oh my God, I keep trying to play this game on my phone while we talk and I'm losing every time. I'm salty. So, oh, that's rude. But, I know. It was like, I'm not doing nothing else. I'm just sitting here. But no, seeing the things, seeing the challenges is like, yeah, at least now I see it. So now we know where to go from here. So that's cool. You're aware of a whole lot of stuff. And you got some good stuff that I'm going to use too. Like walking on the ground barefoot, I would never do that. But yeah, I would, because you just told me that that's a good thing to ground myself. And Mandy is the gratitude warrior. And I mean, gratitude, it shifts everything.
Simple, but it's what I always encourage people to do because it gets you to shift your perspective. And grounding, I love that Renee brought that up because I do that. Actually, I'm going to do that after the show. I'm going to walk out to the beach. I ground every day and encourage my clients to. It's the simplest thing. You just stand outside anywhere you can in your bare feet, preferably on the earth or in sand or in the water, and it recalibrates everything, and you don't even have to think about it. And drains inflammation if you have inflammatory issues.
What? I definitely need to, mm-hmm. I need to lay on the sidewalk. But I want to say to Renee, I never want to talk to a guest before the show because I want everything to be real and organic. And so all I had to go off of was just your picture and your name. And you know how we do. We judge. So I was like, okay, she's cool. But no way. I was so wrong. You're so far past cool. It's unbelievable. Aww. Like you have such a wisdom, a wise old soul poise and calm and confidence in what you do. And it's just really, it's amazing. It's beautiful. I appreciate you being here today. I'm definitely honored and we're all privileged to have you here today. I appreciate you. Thanks, Renee.
Aw, thank you, Drew. That's so sweet. See you.
Yeah, you're phenomenal, Renee. It was an honor to hold some space with you. It was so beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope
thank
to see you,
guys.
See you on the Alchemy Sisters. That would be cool. Cause
I'm totally doing it. I'm totally doing it.
Can you imagine the show with no callers and no me? God, you can get so much accomplished. You see what I'm saying? I guess we're out of time. And Debbie, we had a special extra slot just for you. So you are something special. We made the whole show change just for you. Look at us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hungry, and here's the outro music. Here we go.
Good night, guys. All the love and light.
All right, everybody, have a great night. Peace.
Later.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and this is a new beginning. It's a period of growth, awakening. Many people are finding that they have a yearning for more. Something is missing. Something is changing. Everything is changing. This is DPR Presents Spiritual Awakening.